This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So we invested an additional $12 billion into community banks because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community as well as the talent and capacity of community.
Do you have to keep saying that word?
Community.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Our heads up did not come from Governor DeSantis because his only goal is, as he's made it really quick clear, is to create chaos.
Who do you think you are?
Dun, dun, dun! I am Captain Chaos.
It was clearly voluntary, and all the other nonsense you're hearing is just not true.
That does tend to bother me quite a bit.
Well, that might be your problem. It's not what you like. It's the consumer.
I think what he did was a great statement for the country to get the conversation out there.
I personally think it's genius.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, Ron DeSantis is really enjoying his moment in the sun. This was such a brilliant masterstroke to send that plane load of illegals to Martha's Vineyard. And you know, he made a really good point last night with Sean Hannity. DeSantis did, and just you should think about this and remind people that aren't paying as much attention as you are to politics about what Biden has done here. Cut 14, Taylor. Cut 14.
But I think you nailed it. Across the country, prosecute the case against what Biden has done. Things were cheaper before he was president. Your gas was cheaper. Our country was safer before he was president. Hit him on the crime, and obviously our border was more secured. And yes, I do think you pointed out the parents' rights and the education. These are huge issues because I think the left has gone so radical on this. They want to use the schools to indoctrinate our kids, and that's not what the American people want. They think schools should be to educate kids, not to indoctrinate them. So hold them accountable on things like critical race theory, gender ideology. None of that stuff is appropriate in the schools, but almost every single Democrat will have to say that they support that because that's what the far left of their base wants to see.
Exactly. Time now for the Chump Line.
There's a new bumper sticker on Martha's Vineyard. Vineyard strong.
You know, that's a joke, but I have a feeling that within a couple of weeks, it will be reality.
You know, I was going to recommend for DeSantis to send a bunch of the illegals to Bernie Sanders' house, but the problem is Bernie Sanders has so many houses, I wouldn't know which house to send him to.
Yeah, he's got the house in D.C., the house in Burlington, and then he's got a lakefront house. Maybe send it to the lakefront house, because I think that's probably the most expensive of his DACAs, since he's a big fan of the Soviet Union, so we should use the Russian phrase, right? DACA. The global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. When global unrest is endangering the food supply chain, get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase.
Wow, if only the United States had such an expeditious deportation program as Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, it's quite efficient, isn't it? It's kind of like the United States before the Immigration Reform Act of 1965. You have to give a good account of yourself, and you you have to have a sponsor. And oddly enough, none of the woke billionaires on Martha's Vineyard would step up to sign an affidavit that they were willing to make sure that Enrique et al. Would not become wards of the state.
Yes, I'd like to suggest a couple of optional names for the new ferry. I think the Fifth, the Floating Waitress, the Chivas Express, and my personal favorite, the Boiler Room Girl, would be much better names.
Oh, I like the last one, the Boiler Room Girl. That's an excellent one. I think the Delmont, though, is going to cover all of the above, as interesting as your suggestions are, Senator.
Lovey, I'm so glad that I survived the migrant invasion of the vineyard, or as we islanders refer to it, the DeSantis imposition. Considering I heroically endured the siege, can I get me a Purple Heart, please?
I don't know why he didn't offer it to take some of them over to the mainland on his boat. You know, he could have come back from the funeral last week, because he was there for days, I think, on end, until they ran out of smoked salmon at the buffet at the castle in Scotland.
2 million illegals have crossed the border this year alone, and it's closed. Can you imagine if it was open?
978 says, who says you can't deport 100% of them? Martha's Vineyard was able to accomplish it. It's true.
Biden's complaining Republicans are using people as pawns, and they saw them first.
Yeah. By the way, some group of the usual suspects has filed a lawsuit against DeSantis in the state of Florida today in a federal court in Boston for violating the civil rights of the migrants.
Those 50 new undocumented Democrats going to the vineyard were told two things not to do. Don't walk on people's lawn, and don't ever get in the Oldsmobile Delmont driven by an old man.
Yeah, they DeSantis has said that they were given, the usual guides to the vineyard and told where to apply for services, and that they were also told that they could get work, which makes me wonder how they were able to fill up the plane if they were told that it seems more logical that you would tell them that they could go to the vineyard and not find work. It would make them more eager to get on the flight.
Former Vice President Joe Brandon says the pandemic is over until October.
Right, exactly. The new variant is 11-8, Election Day.
Every time Plug's handlers turn him loose, he goes out there and cooks his own goose. What the left has done with this coal miner's son is nothing short of elder abuse.
Very good, very good. Limerick guy also left a message on the text line. I never dreamed that I would be made to feel like a sap in my own country for actually paying for groceries when everyone around me has an EBT card or two. It's really maddening. It might be time for a few segments on welfare abuse you have witnessed, especially since COVID came into effect, because it's so much more prevalent than it was in New Year's 2020.
Ira Mayor, I can't believe I missed Queen Elizabeth's funeral. And being members of Camelot, and we were friends. And I remember when she asked me for advice as to how to get rid of a problematic blonde. And I suggested to drive her off London Bridge. But instead, she had it done in a tunnel. Very creative.
Man, that's a cold message, Taylor.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, you can do so at around 7 o'clock every weeknight. We post Chopped Chumps. Those are all the messages we didn't play just now. And you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by ReadyWise. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. When global unrest is endangering the food supply chain, get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase.
2 million illegals have crossed the border this year alone, and it's closed. Can you imagine if it was open?
603 says, my friend is a retired Fed. He worked for both DEA and Border Patrol. He said one of the oldest tricks is for a quote-unquote migrant to toss his ID. Then he or she claims to be from a country with preferred immigration asylum status. Example countries are Venezuela and Haiti. Yeah. So some of these people that are claiming to be from Venezuela, we don't know if they're from Venezuela or not. They could just be claiming to be from Venezuela. And plus, you would think that most of the people from Venezuela do want to work. I'm not sure about some of these people that were making the gang signs when they were meeting with the local woke state rep, Dylan Fernandez. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liar said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000. We paid attention to the $400,000 and they slipped this one in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest eggs and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Gold's new guide. 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Call Monetary Goal now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean View rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. It's a great place. It really is. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What should the Steamship Authority's new ferries be named? Jaws, Gay Head, Enrique, Bigger Boat, New Kid on the Dock, or Delmont?
I'm going with Delmont, although I did like what the caller on the Chump Line, Senator Kennedy, said. Boiler Room Girl, I think, is a really good idea. But I'm sticking with Delmont.
35% say Delmont, 17% for Enrique, 15% for Gayhead.
All right. 844-500-4242. 617 says we were talking about people, you know, who are taking advantage of the COVID emergency to continue getting huge amounts of food stamps, EBT cards, SNAP, whatever you want to call it. I'm just one person in one line at one store in one city, and time after time, people in front of me, this is from 617 area code, with overflowing carts whip out their EBT cards. And yes, these people couldn't order a hamburger at McDonald's, yet they're all armed with maximum food stamps allotment. Call me a sucker as well. This is why I don't think the emergency is ever going to end. You know, they want to keep their constituents fat and happy and lazy, just lying on the couch, you know, smoking weed, saving up money for a tattoo, doing a few drug deals here and there. That's what this is all about. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Remember back in 1912, 1911, when Pancho Villa crossed the Texas border and...
I don't remember it, but I've read about it. Yes, we sent Black Jack Pershing down there.
Isn't this an invasion, the same thing, except they're bringing up these purple pills?
I agree. There was some country singer that just died in Tucson, Arizona. He'd vanished, and they found him in a deserted place, and they performed. I think his name was Luke Bell. I'd never heard of him, but I guess he was popular in certain circles. He was from Wyoming. And it turns out he took some fentanyl. I mean, this is just happening all the time. All these people are dying. This guy was 32 years old, and he just he took some fentanyl and just wandered off into a secluded area and died. And no one saw him for days, and they finally found his body. Yeah, it is an invasion. In the old days, we would have gone in there and cleared. Cleared him out, just like Pancho Villa was the guy who he invaded a town in New Mexico and shot up the town. And Woodrow Wilson sent Black Jack Pershing down there to clean out the all the banditos. It's a good point, Ed. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good afternoon. I have a question. How could these people in Massachusetts file a lawsuit for these people's civil rights when they're not even citizens? they broke the law to come here. They're here illegally. I cross into Mexico, and I don't get the rights, I'm shunned and shipped right back to U.S.
Well, these are good questions, Ernest, but don't you remember that they were going to pay all of the illegal aliens that were quote-unquote separated from their so-called families $250,000 apiece? Until the Wall Street Journal broke the story and they had to back down. They were basically going to give these people a $250,000 stake for allegedly being separated from their so-called families. So I'll just read you the first couple of graphs of this story about this. I mean, this lawsuit's not going anywhere. It's just to harass and confound Ron DeSantis. A Boston civil rights group. What more do you need to know about who they are? On Tuesday, filed a federal lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, arguing the governor and others broke numerous laws when they shipped dozens of migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. How about the numerous laws? Did Joe Biden break any numerous laws when he shipped all the illegals up to White Plains to Westchester County? He's been doing that ever since he became president and opened the borders. Did Gavin Newsom, then the mayor of San Francisco, now the governor of California, did he break the laws? Did he violate civil rights when he bust illegals and bums out of San Francisco? How about Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, busing her illegals out to the suburbs? How about the Democrat establishment in El Paso budgeting money to bus illegals out? The lawsuit filing comes a day after a Texas sheriff announced he's launching an investigation into transporting the migrants from San Antonio to Massachusetts, saying the immigrants were lured and preyed upon. This is the sheriff in whose county they more than 50 illegal aliens were found dead in a tractor trailer truck. And he didn't care about that. He didn't have a big press conference when 50 plus illegal aliens were killed by the maltreatment that they suffered at the hands of these coyotes that were bringing them into the country. But now he's very concerned that the governor of Florida sent these illegal aliens to one of the richest communities in the United States. 844-500-4242-603. I think the Boston Civil Rights Group lacks standing in this lawsuit against Florida. Not if they get before the right judge. If they get before a nice Obama or a Biden judge, they're ready to go. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to give us a call. If you want to read some good stuff on Caroline Leavitt, the Republican candidate in the 1st Congressional District of New Hampshire, our new columnist, Emma Foley, has a great piece up. She interviewed her last Friday at Toyota of Portsmouth when we were there, and she's got the piece up right now. It's on the homepage. Go to HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com. It's one millennial interviewing another millennial, and it's a good piece. So check it out. 844-500-4242. The feds in Minnesota announced a big roundup today of pandemic fraud perps. Feds, 47 exploited pandemic to steal $250 million. $250 million. And it goes on. It still goes on because, you know, how many of the people that are benefiting, the 15 million on Medicaid, all the probably even more are getting these extra food stamps? Is there really an emergency still? Is it just a form of legal graft to be giving all to be providing welfare for all these people? 844-500-4242. This $250 million is the floor. Andy Luger, the U.S. Attorney for Minnesota, said in a news conference this morning. Our investigation continues. So it's a minimum of $250 million was stolen by this.
The investigation continued. Meantime, the newspapers were still making front page material out of the story.
We'll get some more information on this as the day goes on. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie. The caller that processed the welfare, processing the welfare requests or applications, he kept on talking about, you know, what happens when these people are going to, you know, have to come off. We're going to end up being like the French, you know, where you have we already have generational welfare, but if you ever try, it's going to be so burdensome that if we ever try to take away the welfare, we'll have, you know, riots in the streets, much like the French have had, you know, where these, you know, have more people on the welfare.
I agree, Patrick. I don't think a lot of these people are ever going to be able to go back to work. I mean, they're going to claim they're disabled and they're going to try to invent all these maladies, you know, basically mental problems, because nobody really knows what anyone else is thinking. But, you know, they're basically going to be unemployable forever for the rest of their lives.
End up like the Italians. I think the Italians have a labor participation rate that's less than 50%. So, you know, more people are on some sort of social benefit than are working.
Yeah, I know. And this is really unfortunate because, you know, there were more people working in the United States at the beginning of 2020 than ever before since they started keeping records. And the panic destroyed all that. Thanks for the call, Patrick. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, I got some good news and some bad news. What do you want first?
Give me the good news first.
The good news is I got my heating oil delivered today for $3.82 a gallon. Now it was $1.60 when Trump was in office, but it was down from $5.50 that I paid several months ago when I was almost out and didn't want to put it in. That's the good news. Here's the bad news. The Atlanta Fed, I just sent this up to Matt, they track the GDP data, you know, before it comes out.
Right.
They said, why wait? Anyway, a few months ago, for the third quarter, they were looking for sort of a bounce back because there was a lot of problems in the auto business where cars weren't being produced.
Right.
So they were looking for 2% GDP growth this quarter. They've taken that down in their latest number to 0.3, so 0.3%. And that 0.3% is all coming from government spending. Without that, GDP would be zero for the quarter.
So it would be a third straight quarter of no growth or negative growth.
That's right. And I think by the time the numbers come out, it doesn't come out to October 27th, right before the election, but I think it's probably going to be negative again, because I was out trying to help my daughter this week buy a car, and a lot of the dealers have cars advertised, and they have the $80,000 and $100,000 cars in stock. But when you go in and look for the $20,000 or $30,000 car, the new car, they'll say, we have them in stock. Then you go in, they go, oh, no, you have to order that. It'll be, you know, 3 months. We don't have that one. They've got one car in orange or something. I mean, Bernie Sanders would be proud because, you know, how many cars do you really need? I mean, how many colors do you need? How many models do you need?
Well, Taylor just tried to order a new garage door today. What happened, Taylor?
I was told 15 months was my wait.
Months or weeks?
15 weeks, I'm sorry. January.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be out in a blizzard to put your new garage door in. Yeah, but you know when the report comes out, even if it's the third straight GDP down, they're going to say, well, this isn't a recession, because a recession is traditionally two quarters in a row of negative GDP growth. This is three quarters, so it can't be a recession.
It's transitory, I'm telling you.
Well, tomorrow the Fed is meeting, right, for the to increase the interest rates.
Yeah, they're going to raise rates again. And the interesting thing is, the last few days, is that long Treasury rates are going up as well. So the mortgage rate, I think, is 6.50 today. So I don't know when this economy is going to break. It's probably going to be right after the election, because they drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve down today. That's one of the reasons heating oil is down. It's as low as it was in 1984. They've all the buildup that we built from 1984, they've evaporated that in about 3 months.
Right, to get the temporary respite on the gas and oil prices. And then remember, too, this bears repeating. I said it yesterday again, but back in early 2020, Trump wanted to spend $3 billion. The price of oil was way down. It was $24 a barrel. And Chuck Schumer said it was a bailout for big oil to top off the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And he stopped it in the Senate. And now we're going to have to replace the oil at $80 a barrel rather than $24 a barrel when Trump was president. That's what a great victory for Democrats.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon, indeed. Thanks, John. 844-500-4242. Sarah, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sarah. You there, Sarah?
Oh, sorry. Yep, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I work with the state of Vermont. I give out food stamps, and I actually do the housing, or I used to do the housing program. So the housing program, if you're homeless really in the United States and you come to the state of Vermont, we will house you for up to 18 months entirely free, and all you have to do is say you have no income, and we'll put you up for, like I said, 18 months, $6,000 a month, a family, for housing. Guess who's paying for that?
$6,000 a month for how? That's rent?
A month per family.
Good Lord.
Yep, we have, where I work, we are housing 129 families, and we're one of 12 groups or districts in the state of Vermont. So 129 times 6,000, what's that?
How many of them have just recently moved to Vermont so that they can enjoy these these benefits?
Quite a few. there are a large number. We're also getting Ukrainian refugees, and
yeah. What? I missed the last part. Ukrainian refugees and who else?
Sorry, there's another. I'm like blanking on them. There's another group of refugees that are coming through, though, that are just getting like handouts, like it's going out of style. They come in with, I don't know, like 11, 12, 13 kids, and we're just handing them out food stamps and Reach Up, which is the temporary assistance to needy families. TANF money is what most states call that. And that's $549 a child, basically, for free.
Good Lord. Are they Afghans? Yeah. Could it be Afghans?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all the unvetted Afghans that are coming into the country. We didn't get the people who were working as translators for us or guides for the military. But we just let these people just jump on planes and come over across the Pacific Ocean to enjoy the benefits of living in Brandon's America. Thanks for the call, Sarah. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Having a routine is just so important. It can make you feel productive or just bring you comfort through life's up and downs. Just, for instance, walking every day. I live near a path, a pedestrian path that runs by a brook in Wellesley. And, you know, in the morning when I go out to take my walk, I like to put in my Raycon wireless earbuds so I can just take my premium audio right with me and listen to the tunes or the podcast that I want. And I don't bother anybody else, but I can just tune out and listen to. Today I was listening to the Kinks' Low Budget. It's a great album from the late 70s, but it seems particularly appropriate yet again here in Brandon's world. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to, whether it's the Kinks or listening to my own podcast of Dirty Rats again. They feature noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to, such as when I'm walking my grandson in his stroller. Someone told me over the weekend I shouldn't call him the kid, I should call him my grandson.
Why?
So that's what I'm doing. I don't know. She just said that's not a bad, you shouldn't call your child the kid.
He is a kid.
I don't think he does. He doesn't mind being called the kid.
Doesn't mind being called anything.
No, he doesn't. But you know what? I need to keep an ear sort of open. That's why I use the awareness mode when I'm walking the kid, my grandson. I can listen while I travel or during my morning walk. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. Like, unlike so many other earbuds, they won't pop out of your ears. They do not budge. With Raycon, I also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, half the price. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
There you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. All of a sudden, Hillary Clinton went away, and she, you know, she went and drank her Chardonnay, and disappeared into the woods, ran for the tree line. And now all of a sudden, gutsy women and all this crapola she's spewing out, her and her daughter Chelsea. And you know what's amazing, Howie, is all of a sudden the Clinton Foundation initiative is coming back.
Right. Charlie Baker was in New York to speak yesterday, and he was lauded in the Boston Globe. He was one of the few Republicans who really believes in climate change. Oh, isn't that wonderful? This is what Hillary Clinton said, by the way. And remember, there are people locked up in jail and now in prisons across the country and in Washington, D.C. for trespassing during January 6th because they didn't believe the 2020 election results. What does Hillary Clinton think of the 2016 election results? Cut 33.
You know, the last time CGI was held back in September of 2016, a year that shall live in infamy, I think it's fair to say that the world was in a very different place.
Is it safe to say that she's an election denier, Pete?
Yes. And you know, Howie, you know what the funny part is, Howie? Is she's going to try to run in 2024. They're going to prop her up.
She says she's not. She says she's not, but I think you're right. I agree. I think she is going to run in 2024. There's another story today saying that Newsom is definitely running if Brandon doesn't run, and there's no way Brandon can run. So yeah, he's running, and that's why he's trying to goad Ron DeSantis and saying he wants to debate Ron DeSantis, which is absurd. Thanks for the call, Pete. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I used to work for a law enforcement agency at a state hospital in a university town. And we had a woman, she'd drive around in her Volvo and pick up, homeless people, mentally ill people that were happy doing what they were doing. And she would take them to the emergency room. And when they found out when she was taking them, they'd go ballistic. And one of them was a Spanish guy with a artificial leg. And he beat the snots out of her dashboard. But she ended up driving off, and she felt good about herself. And she caused nothing but troubles for herself, for these people. And, it was insanity. She was crazier than them.
When did all these people start losing their minds, Dennis? I think it was right around the time JFK was assassinated back in 1963. Nothing has ever been the same since that happened, I don't think. And you know, people that were upper middle class women, they were just like everybody else. And then they just started losing it. And it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And social media has made it even more terrible. Their mental conditions. They're crazy. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Federal authorities charged 47 people in Minnesota with conspiracy and other counts in what they said was the largest fraud scheme yet to take advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic by stealing $250 million from a federal program. They claim to be offering food. This is a nonprofit called Feeding Our Future to thousands of children across Minnesota, then sought reimbursement for those meals through the Department of Agriculture's food nutrition program. Few meals were actually served, and the defendants used the money to buy luxury cars, property, and jewelry. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Feeding Our Future's founder and executive director, Amy Bach, was among those indicted. The government was billed for more than 125 million fake meals, with some defendants making up names for children by using an online random name generator. The U.S. attorney displayed one form for reimbursement, which claimed a site served exactly 2,500 meals each day, Monday through Friday, with no children ever getting sick or otherwise missing from the program. These children were simply invented, the U.S. attorney said. During the pandemic, the usual requirements for setting up these sites were waived. Again, stop me if you've heard this one before. The USDA allowed for-profit restaurants to participate and allowed food to be distributed outside educational programs. For example, Wilmer in West Central Minnesota, there was a restaurant that served only a few dozen people a day. Two defendants offered the owner $40,000 a month for use of his restaurant, then bill the government for some 1,600,000 meals through 11 months of 2021. This group, Feeding Our Future, got $307,000 from the Department of Agriculture in 2018, $3.45 million in 2019, $42 million in 2020, and $200 million in 2021. And nobody caught on. I'm Howie Carr.